to move right along to the mayor's race, and we didn't do the draw. Do you want to refer to this lady to go first? Okay. Would you like to draw the first number?
Donna, can I offer up? I'll be glad to email my 9 responses to anybody who wants to see them for the 9 questions. Be more than happy to do that. Great. See me after I give you my email address, and we'll swap out.
Okay, and then we can go ahead and include that in the commentary.
Sir?
Okay. You get a final comment. Number 2 is the question that was selected, and I'm sure we should have introduced people. And for those who don't know, this is Mrs. Taylor.
Right.
Who is also running. And question number 2 is, what is your background and experiences that have involved leadership roles?
Okay. I've worked with the state and the Department of Human Resources for about 30 years. I've done fraud investigation, worked with family and children, adults, senior citizens, SOBRA, Medicaid, all of that. This is to say that in these 30 years, I've had to deal with the programs that were presented. Some were programs that they were trying to implement, and the idea was to determine the real need for these programs in the community. Folks will say these are things that we need, and others say, well, maybe not. But then the government takes on the responsibility of initiating a program, and usually a pilot program is presented to large counties and some to small counties. When these programs are handed to the small county, I was usually one of the people that they gave it to. You get out, you work it, you determine if there is a need for that program. So that's what I did, and most of the time, all of these programs were needed in the community, which resulted in that particular program being handed off to another agency, and so other agencies grew from that. So I've done that. I've been involved in various things in the community, trying to develop some food programs and things like that. When I look at the folks here in this group, I see everybody as a leader.
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor.
Thank you.
Question number 3. Since the elected mayor is also a member of the Haleyville City Council, how do you see an effective relationship between the mayor and the council?
In a community our size, the population of under 12,000, the mayor is a member of the council. The mayor has one vote like any other council member. The major thing that we have to do is communicate with each other. Although the mayor is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the city, the employees and their conduct and their supervision, the council has the responsibility for the financials. In other words, the mayor can't make a decision to go out and spend money without the council. And this has all got to be out for a vote of the council. And that's all I can tell you. The one thing we do, we have work sessions. We communicate effectively. We have a very strong council. We have 5 strong individuals and 5 strong personalities. Some of the situations we have in our work sessions aren't pleasant, but I can guarantee you every council member is there for the benefit of our community.
Thank you. Ms. Taylor, we're going to do 2 questions for the mayor. Mayor's race. Question number 5. Which city services do you think could be forced to be cut back if the economy gets worse?
Personally, I do not think we are in a position to cut back on any services. We have a fire department, police department, and a street and sanitation department. If we had to cut back on something, I would start to look at ongoing projects and see if those were where they could be stopped at midpoint or something of that nature. But I do not think that we have a program that would work in place of the services that are provided by your street and sanitation and police and fire department. So I'm not sure that I would cut back on anything at this point.
Number 1, do you have a vision for the city of Haleyville, and how do you plan to accomplish it?
I think you've seen over the last 4 years what my vision is and the leadership that I've provided for the community. First of all, we need community development, and we need industrial development. And those both items go hand in hand. The things that this administration has done, if you look over the last 4 years, When we came into office, it's the worst financial situation we've encountered since the Great Depression. Over the last 4 years, we brought in $5.5 million in grants. We exercised everything we could on community development, recreation, anything that we could do to improve the quality of life for our citizens. We've also worked very diligently on industrial development. You know, we had one industry here expand, brought in 100 jobs. We had a new industry come in and created about 35 or 40 jobs. We're working on expansions right now with another industry. 85% of your employment will come from the existing industries. We have worked diligently to try to bring people in here. And again, the things that people look at are our hospital, our school system, you know, what amenities we have here. We live here because we want to. But to attract another industry and to have them make an investment in our community, we have to have the amenities to go with it. And I think that's one thing, it's not me, but our entire administration has worked very diligently for.